科技。
因为我们不像世界那样去用那种不道德的和那种不
And
道德
then
的。
in chapter 1, verse 8, we pick up a parallel theme.
所以呢，在chapter one，第一章的第八节的话呢，我们是
All right, I may have given you the wrong chapter. It's chapter 5 and verse 8. And it says, For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light.
所以呢，他刚才讲的不是以弗所书第一章啊，他讲的是第五章的第八节。从前你们是暗昧的，但如今在主的面前是光明的。
So the first seven verses then, we are to walk as children of love.
所以呢，前面的七节呢，是我们要在爱里同行。
Now the theme is children of light.
那后面接着呢，就是光明的子女。
All of which is very encouraging.
所以这些呢，是非常令人鼓舞的。
Because the Lord, when He saved us, brought us into a relationship of love. But when the Lord who saved us, He brought us into a position of light.
所以呢，这是。当主救了我们的时候，把我们带到了一个爱的亲密关系里，然后也把我们带到了一个光明的位置上。
So the world is not like us. They don't understand because they are still in darkness, but we can see clearly because we are children of light.
So 世界不像我们，他们不理解我们，因为他们仍然在黑暗里。我们却是光明的儿女。
And the amazing truth is not just that we are in light, but the truth is we are light.
这个真理呢，不是说我们只是在光里，而且是我们就是光。
So the theme is, you were once darkness. You didn't just walk in darkness. You were the very essence of darkness.
所以这里的场景呢，就是说，你曾经是黑暗的，不是说你在黑暗里行，你就是黑暗。
But now you are light.
现在呢，你是光明。
So you often say, well, where is the light? And the answer is the Spirit of God is in the Christian. And because he is in the Christian himself is light.
所以你通常都问了，那我的光在哪里呢？因为神的圣灵在基督徒里面，所以基督徒就是光。
Now that's very, very difficult to understand.
所以这是非常非常难去理解的。
But it is true. The Christian is different. Something happened to him. And among other things, he begins to show forth the light of God.
因为这个是真的，因为基督徒跟其他人是不一样的，在里面有不同的东西。什么，在有些时候，他们的显示出来了神的光。
So because we've been born into the family of God, because he has granted us his light, therefore the verse says, live as children of light. We live differently because we have light, we are light.
因为这里呢，就是我们出生在神的家里，神给了我们光明，所以在这种意义上呢，我们就是光，我们就是神的光显示出来，在我们
Now,
身上。
verse 9 says there are three characteristics of that light.
所以第九节说呢，有三个不同的特征在光里面。
So the fruit of that light, verse 10, is goodness, righteousness, and truth, goodness, righteousness, and truth.
所以在第九节里这三种呢，光明构成了良善、公义、诚实，或者是真理。
So in general terms, the fruit is just plain good. It's all the things that goodness are, that Christians are good people, and they live like the Lord Jesus Christ, who was good.
所以呢，这里光明结的果子呢，都是一些好的事情。基督徒是好人，他们就像我们的主耶稣一样，像主耶稣那样的良善。
And that goodness is righteousness.
然后呢，这个良善呢，又带出了公义。
The Christian lives a righteous, a holy life because of what the Lord has done for him.
因为基督徒是活出一个公义的圣洁的人生，这是因为主耶稣在这个基督徒身上所行的事。
And it is also truth.
同样呢，也是真理。
Truth is a wonderful thing. Have you ever noticed that you can rest in truth?
所以呢，真理呢，是一个非常奇妙的事情，你从来知道吗？你可以在真理里得到安息。
A great deal of peace associated with truth.
更奇妙的呢，在真理里呢，联系着那个平安在里面。
And I find myself as I go through life saying, Harold, you don't have to worry. The Bible that you follow is truth. You don't have to worry whether you're right or wrong. All you have to do is follow the Bible and the Lord Jesus because he is truth.
所以呢，我经常跟自己说，在我的人生中间，我说 Harold， 你不要去担心，不要去着急，因为那个圣经，就是真理。所有的圣经的话都是我们主耶稣的真理，主耶稣就是真理，你不要去自己去怀疑，你就跟随就行了。
Then verse 11 tells us two things that we do as a consequence.
所以呢，第十一节呢告诉我们，两件事情，两个结果是我们所行出来的。
Number one, we have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness.
所以呢，第一个呢，我们跟那些不结果的、暧昧的、无意的事完全无关系。
So we just don't have anything to do with those things at all.
我们完全和那些事情一点关系都没有。
We used to live in darkness, we used to practice the deeds of darkness, but now that we have been saved, we don't have anything to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness.
我们曾经呢是生活在黑暗里，我们曾经是黑暗的，但是我们现在得救，我们跟那些暧昧无意的事没有任何的关系。
Just remember, darkness doesn't have anything good coming from it. No fruit comes from a tree in darkness.
所以呢，这样子要记住一点，在黑暗里是不会有果实的，在任何的在黑暗里的树是不会结果的。
But the other thing we're supposed to do is expose the unfruitful works of darkness.
另外一件事情要做的呢，就是要责备行这些事的人。
So, if you wanted to expose some dirt in a dark corner, you would bring in a light and you would shine that light and it would expose, it would show the dirt and the darkness.
所以你要想把黑暗的那个脏东西显示出来呢，你就把它带到光明里来，你用光照着它， 黑暗的里面那些污秽的东西就会暴露出来。
But the Lord isn't saying to these people, you go into a dark room and shine the light. It simply says, you are the light. Wherever you go, you will be exposing the works of darkness.
所以呢，主不告诉我们，不光是说啊，你进到一个黑暗里，把光照亮他们，而是说你自己就是光。所以不管你哪里往哪里走，你自己就是光，你把那个光暴露，把黑暗的东西暴露出来。
Have you ever noticed that sometimes when you expose a situation, the insects that are there, all of a sudden, they run away to a corner, trying to hide.
所以呢，你知道，当你有时候你去搬开一个东西的时候呢，里面的虫子马上飞快地四散而逃。
And consequently, as a Christian, you will find that when you go into certain circumstances, the evil will flee away, it will run away, and people will be afraid of you because just your being there will begin to expose the unfruitful works of darkness.
所以那个基督徒有时候到了一个地方一种状况里面去呢，你会发现那些邪恶的东西啊四散而逃，他们害怕你，就是因为你在那里，你是神的光。
So verse 12 says, it's shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret.
所以第十二节说，因为他们暗中所行的，就是提起来也是可耻。
Don't learn about what they do.
不要学习他们做的事情。
Don't think about what they do.
也不要像他们那样去想问题。
Don't ever mention what it is they do.
也甚至都不要提起他们所做的那些事。
The Christian has nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness.
所以呢，基督徒和那些不结果的在黑暗里的事情一点关系都没有。
All right, and then verse 13 says, everything exposed by the light becomes visible. When you walk into a situation, your light will expose what is there, and it will often be a very difficult experience for you and for them.
因为这第十三节说，凡受了责备就被光显明出来，一切能显明的就是光。就是说，当你基督徒走在一个什么地方的时候呢，你就把你的光，你的照到那里，然后把他们显出来。有时候对你来说是很难，对他们被显出来的人也是很难的。
So verse 14 says, for it is light that makes everything visible. This is why it is said, wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you.
所以第十四节说呢，因为能显明一切的就是光，所以主说，你这睡着的人当醒来，从死里复活，基督的光照着你。
So the Lord says, we've just got to wake up so that Christ can shine on us, but wake up so that Christ will also shine through us.
所以呢，主说呢，我们要醒来，这样呢，主的光就会照在我们身上，然后我们主的光呢，也通过我们照出去。
All right. Verse 14 then says again, it is light that makes everything visible.
所以呢，十四节继续说呢，是光让一切的东西可看见。
But verse 14 in the, verse 14, just got to get my numbers right here. Verse 15, that's what I want. Verse 15 says in the authorized version, in the NIV, be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wives.
所以在找的第十五节，你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人。
We are to live very, very wisely.
我们要活得非常非常有智慧。
We're not to let foolishness be the predominant focus of our life. We're not to have any foolishness there because that would distract from the truth of God.
所以呢，我们不要让任何的愚昧来进到我们的人生，来主导我们人生，这样我们会让我们远离神。
The Authorized Version uses a very interesting word. It says, walk circumspectly.
所以呢，这个老的那个国王钦定版呢，用的是一个非常非常有趣的词，叫谨慎行事。
The word circumspect means to look from every angle.
所以那个circumspect 的这个词呢，就是要眼观四路。
So the Christian is to have light in his life so that it is looking out of his life in every direction. It's going all 360 degrees around him.
所以呢，基督徒呢，有那个光在里面，所以他的光放射出来呢，是四面八方的，是360度的放射出来。
But if that is the case, then the world is also looking at him from every direction.
如果是这样的一个情况呢，那么这个世界的人呢，也是从四面八方来看到这个基督徒。
So the Christian has this very high standard. He is going to be looking at everything as he goes, and he will be rebuking by his very person. He'll be rebuking the sin that is around him.
因为基督徒呢，在这种情况下呢，基督徒呢是要非常非常谨慎的，因为他所做的事，他所行的行为，每一件都是会被别人指责的。
But the same thing is true that the world is going to be looking at him from every direction.
所以同样的事情呢，这个世界呢也会从四面八方来看这个人。
So, the Christian is in this very responsible position.I've used the analogy before. The Christian is like being in a goldfish bowl and people are looking at him from every direction all the time.
所以基督徒呢是在一个非常要负责任的一个位置上。基督徒呢就像一个金鱼在金鱼缸里，世界的人呢会从各个方向、各个方面去来观察这个金鱼。
Well, some people will say that's not really fair. People looking at me all the time.
有些人说这不公平，认为所有的人一直在观察我。
But the context here is that it is very fair because it means our light is going out all the time and it is working for God.And for us all the time.
所以呢这里呢上下文说是非常非常公平的，是因为我们的光一直在不断的发射出去，是神在我们身上所做的功的向外的显现。
So when you get a job working for Jesus, how often are you on duty?
所以呢当你找到一份工作为主耶稣基督工作的时候，你是多经常的去上班呢？
And the answer is all the time, 24/7.
所以呢，答案是你是24小时7天当值。
All right, so is that bad news or good news?
这是好消息还是坏消息呢？
So I went to a boss once And I said to him, if you hire me, how much will you pay me?
有一次我到一个老板那里去说, 如果你雇佣我, 你会付我多少工钱呢?
He said, well, if I pay you, I'll pay you so much an hour.
所以他说如果我付给你钱, 我会一小时付给你多少多少钱?
I said, well, that's very good. What will you pay me when I'm not working?
所以我说这挺好挺好的, 为什么我不工作的时候你也付我钱呢? 你不付我钱呢?
He said, I'm not going to pay you when you're not working. He said, I will pay you so much an hour when you are working.
因为他说我不会在你不工作的时候付你工资，我付你工资是当你工作的时候我才付你这个价。
When you go to work for Jesus, how many hours are you going to be working?
当你去为主耶稣工作的时候，你会工作多少个小时呢？
24/7
24小时7天。
How much money are you going to make?
你会赚多少钱？
If you work for Jesus, you're going to make a lot of money. You get paid 24/7, that's a lot of hours in a week. That's 168 hours in a week.
如果你为主耶稣工作呢，你会他会付你很多，因为你是在一个星期你会工作160几个小时。
If you got paid $100 an hour and you worked for 40 hours in the week, how much money would you make?
如果你一个小时付100块钱，你一个星期工作40个小时，你一个星期你能赚多少钱？
You'd make $4,000, wouldn't you?
就是4000块钱，是不是？
That's pretty good. That's pretty good money.
这是很好，这是钱，挺多的钱。
Now what if you work for the Lord Jesus for 168 hours a week?
所以呢，如果你为主一个星期工作168个小时呢？
How much money would you make?
你会赚多少钱？
$16,800 in a week.
1680块钱一个星期。
Okay, raise your hand if you'd like a job like that.
如果你举起手，如果你要有那样的工作，16800块钱。
Okay, now the Lord says we're on duty all the time. We say, good Lord, if I'm on duty all the time, that means I'm going to get paid all the time. Hallelujah.
因为我们说呢，主耶稣呢，我一直是在当职，我要一直当职的话，我会得到很多的工资。 Hallelujah.
All right, so we must walk circumspectly all the hours, all the moments of every day, because we're always shining and the world is always looking at us. So we're on duty
24/7。因为我们要非常非常谨慎的去行事，因为我们是在所有的时间、所有的地点，我们都是在发光，这个世界在看我们、观察我们，所以我们一直是在 当值，所以要非常谨慎。
But verse 16 says, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil.
第16节说要爱惜光明，因为现今的世界邪恶。
So we're looking at to the Lord, we're looking to the Lord every day. We're looking to the Lord in every way, because the days are evil and the days of serving the Lord are few.
所以呢，我们呢是要仰望主耶稣每一个时间、每一种方式、每一个时候，因为这个世代是邪恶的，所以呢，我们要爱惜光阴。
So the phrase in the authorized version is, we are to be redeeming the time.
所以呢，在国王钦定版里呢，是那个买回来那个时间。
Here it is, making the most of every opportunity.
所以新国际版里呢，就是说要用一切的机会。
What happens if you miss the opportunity of the moment or of the day.
所以呢，会发生什么呢？如果你错过了在那一天里面的那一个机会呢？
You don't get that opportunity again.
你会不会再重新得到那样一个机会？
And the life is full of heartaches because we haven't always taken full advantage of the opportunity.
所以呢，人生呢充满了头疼的事，我们一直依靠着那些机会。
So as little children, we must walk in the light every moment, every day, walking in the light, taking advantage of every opportunity, because opportunity which is lost does not come again.
所以我们做孩子呢，我们一直每时每刻每一个机会都要在光里行走。如果我们失去了，我们要依赖在光里的那个机会。如果我们失去了那个机会的话，那个机会不会再来。
Therefore, Paul is saying, verse 17, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is.
所以使徒保罗继续在第十七节说，不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。
Many people are foolish.And they don't realize that their responsibility is to be living for Jesus at this very moment.
所以很多人呢，他们是糊涂的，他们意识不到在这一刻他们要为主耶稣而工作。
All right. So, in part as an illustration of this great truth, we've got verse 18. It says,Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery.
所以呢，这个伟大的真理呢，在第十八节里要做一个说明。这里说的是呢，不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡。
The person who gets drunk on wine, does he take advantage of every opportunity to do what he should do?
所以呢，如果一个醉酒的人，他会抓住一切机会去做他该做的事情吗？
And the answer is no. He gets drunk on wine so that he can escape the present and forget his responsibilities for a while. So he basically is foolish. He runs away from the opportunity.
所以呢答案是这个醉酒，他喝醉了呢，他是要逃避现实，逃避他所应该负的责任。所以在他醉的那一刻，实际上他在逃避他的人生。
So the Christian doesn't run away from the opportunity. He says, "Here's an opportunity. I'm going to take advantage of it."
所以呢，基督徒并不会逃避那些机会，说这里有个机会，我一定要抓住这个机会。
The man who turns to wine says, I know I'm supposed to be working 24/7, but I'm just going to take some time off. I won't worry about that. And so he takes a few hours off here. He takes a few hours off there, and he ends up in terrible trouble.
所以呢，这个醉酒的人呢，他说呢，我不想24小时工作，我要逃避。我这里呢逃避几个小时，那里逃避几个小时，最后这个人就陷入极大的麻烦。
But the end of verse 17 says, instead be filled with the Spirit.
所以呢在第十八节后面呢讲的呢取代这个的是乃要被圣灵充满。
So in the great issues of life,The man who likes his liquor, he says, here's an opportunity, I'm going to run away from it, I will have some liquor, please.
所以在一个人的人生中他有大的麻烦的时候呢，他会逃避一切的机会，他这里有点酒精，我要喝它，然后我要逃避。
But the man of God says, here's an opportunity, I need the Spirit of God to help me in this.
与属神的人呢,
So the logic flow is in the first part of the chapter, how do I love like a child? I've got to be filled with the Spirit of God. How do I shine my light like a child? I get to be filled with the Spirit of God.
前面讲的呢，我们怎么样做有爱的神的儿女呢？我们要怎么样做光明的儿女呢？
So two or three things about the filling of the Spirit of God. Number one, the Spirit of God comes when we obey the Lord and we let Him into our lives.
一个呢，当我们顺服神，我们让神的圣灵进到我们的人生里面。
Disobedience causes the Spirit of God to withdraw from the action points of our lives.
所以呢，不顺服呢，引起了在我们应该采取行动的那个点上，圣灵他撤回去了。So
the Spirit of God then is there and available to us in the past because of our obedience.
所以呢，圣灵在过去我们顺服的时候呢，他是一直在那里的。Now
he's available to us right now because we yield to him and we say, Lord, would you by your Spirit help me right now as I say this, as I do this, would you please help me now?
因为圣灵现在，他也在这里。但是我们要说，主啊，我们把你，把我交托在圣灵手里。主啊，请你现在这一刻来帮助我们，我需要帮助。But
the Spirit of God is also with us as we move from the present into the future.
所以呢，神的圣灵同样和我们在一起，这。 从我们现在往前将来走的时候,
So verse 18 says, instead be filled with the Spirit. Verse 19 says, speak to one another in psalms, in hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord.
第十八节说，乃要被圣灵充满。第十九节继续说，当用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和的赞美主。If
the Spirit of God is in you, quit complaining, start singing.
所以呢，如果神的圣灵在你的心，在你里面的话，你苏醒，开始颂赞歌唱。If
the Spirit of God is in you, quit grumbling, quit disobeying, but start giving thanks.
所以呢，如果神的圣灵在你里面呢，你不要去抱怨，不要去悖逆，开始赞美主。So
why do Christians sing?
为什么基督徒唱歌呢？
Because the Spirit of God is in them, that's why.
因为神的圣灵在基督徒里，这就是为什么他要唱歌。
What does God do when he's happy?
神高兴的时候，他做什么呢？
He sings.
他唱歌。
Okay, what does mommy do when she's happy with the baby?
当母亲对她的婴儿感到满意的时候，她干什么？
She sings.
唱歌。
Yeah. Have you ever noticed some mummies can't sing very well, but they sing anyway?
你知不知道有些母亲他们根本不会唱歌，但他们就那样去唱。
You may have noticed that some Christians can't sing very well, but they sing anyway.
你也知道有些基督徒他们唱歌唱得不好，但是他们就是要唱。
When we were younger, We used to do a lot of singing as young people at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel.
所以呢，当他年轻的时候，在16街福音教堂里呢，他们作为年轻人，通常是在唱歌。
One of our friends couldn't sing very well, but he loved to sing.
他们其中的一个朋友呢，唱歌唱得很难听，但是他特别喜欢唱歌。
And so we joined a choir.
所以我们有一个合唱。
And we all joined the choir. He joined the choir.
所以我们所有人参加那个合唱队，他也加入了。
The choir was pretty good, and so we were going to have a performance.
所以那个合唱唱得非常不错，所以我们要参加一个表演。
And the choir director came to my friend and said, you know, you look really good in a choir.
所以呢，这个合唱队的那个领导呢，来到我的朋友面前说，你知道吗？你唱得非常好。
But he said, you don't sound that good in the choir, so when we sing, you just mouth the words, and you smile at the people, but don't sing very well, because you don't sound very good.
他说你唱歌唱得非常难听，所以呢，你在那个乐合唱队里的时候呢，当我们唱的时候，你只是动嘴巴微笑，你不要出声，因为你那个让我们的合唱唱得不好听。
Now when my friend sang, some people didn't think he sounded good, but God said he sounds good.
所以当我的朋友唱歌的时候呢，人可能认为他唱得不好听，但神认为他唱得很好听。Now
have you noticed this? The people in the world love to listen to music.
所以你知道注意到这一点吗？在这个
What's the difference between them and the Christians?
那么这个世界的人和基督徒有什么不同呢?
The Christians love to make music.
基督徒呢，他爱去制造音乐。
Okay, I would rather sing than listen to good music.
我情愿去唱，而不是去听一个好的音乐。All right,
so the verse says, sing and make music in your heart to the Lord. Sing in your heart.
所以呢，第十九节说，口唱心和的赞美主，用你的心来唱。
There are some marvelous examples of these truths, but Norma and I had an aunt.
所以呢，这里有一些很神奇的事情在这里。Norma跟她呢有一个婶婶。She
used to come to my house for lunch every Sunday.
她曾经呢每一个星期天呢都到他们的家里去吃午餐。
And after the afternoon, I would take her to church every Sunday night.
所以呢，在吃完午餐以后呢，他会带她去教会每一个星期天的晚上。But
she pretty much had to sit around the house all alone on Sunday afternoon.
但是呢，在去那个晚上去教会之前呢。
If I were home, I was usually studying and studying for the sermon I would preach on Sunday night, so I couldn't spend a lot of time with her.
如果我当时在家的呢，我会去准备晚上我要讲道的，所以我没有太多的时间去陪伴她。
She was pretty old and couldn't read that much, so what did she do? On Sunday afternoon.
所以呢，他非常老，他呢，也没有，不能去读一些东西，所以他在星期天的下午，他在干什么呢？
And she used to walk around the house singing, la di da 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 da, and she would sing a hymn, and she'd sing another hymn, just walk around, la da 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 da.
所以呢，他就是在房子里转圈，边转呢边哼一首歌，就是啦哩啦哩啦，他就这样子围着那个房子转。
Very good. That's a good translation of my music, Roy.
Thank you.
And I used to pray when I listened to it. And I would say, Lord, when I get to be an old man, would you keep me singing, please?
所以呢，常常在那个时候我就会祷告，我说主啊，当我老了的时候，你让我像那样，让我一直在歌唱。
How do you get ready for that?
你怎么样去准备成那样呢？
Verse 19, speak to one another in psalms.
所以呢，第十九节说呢，用灵歌彼此对说。
When you speak to people, you just quote a verse of the Psalms every now and then.
所以当你跟人说话的时候呢，你就用诗篇里的，你引用诗篇里的话去说。
And you can speak to them in the words of a hymn.
你也同样呢，可以跟他讲，用赞美的诗去跟他讲。
And spiritual songs.
同样的呢，是灵歌。
That's what the Christian does. How do you prove that you're full of the Spirit of God?
这就是那个基督徒所做的事，你怎么样去证明你被神的圣灵充满了呢？
Well, you'd know what's on the inside if you open it up and see what comes out.
所以呢，你就你要知道什么东西在里面，你就把东西打开，看什么东西你能看见。
And if the Spirit of God is on the inside, when you open your mouth, you make sure that it's the Spirit of God that comes out.
所以呢，如果神的圣灵在你里面，当你开口的时候，你要确保是神的话从你里面出来。
All right, and then verse 20 says, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
第二十节说呢，凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神。
Keep giving thanks.
要以不断的感恩。
Keep saying, I am thankful. Keep giving thanks.
所以呢，保持歌唱，保持感恩，我们非常的感恩。
So that's our job to be always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这就是我们的工作，凡是要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神。
So how do we live the power of the Spirit of God? We say there's things that should not be in my life.I'm going to get rid of them. I'm going to live as a child. I'm going to love God as a child would. And so back again to verse 1, we are to be imitators of God, loving God as dear, lovely children. And then in verse 8, we are to be walking as light as dear children. These are the great foundations of our life. We walk in love, we walk in light.
所以呢，我们怎么去证明神的圣灵的大能在我们的人生里做工呢？我们就一直像第一节说的，我们要好像慈爱的儿女一样。第八节呢，也是说我们要像光明的子女，要在光明里行。这就是我们所要做的一切的事。
From that simple foundation, the Spirit of God can do His work, and so we rely on it, and we go through life singing.
所以呢，在这个基石基础上呢，神的圣灵可以做他的工作了，所以我们就完全依赖神的圣灵，我们一直不断的歌唱。
A friend of mine was working on the job. I think he got a job as a painter.
所以呢，我的一个人 一个朋友，他的找到了一份工作，他的工作是刷油漆。
His boss, his employer was a Christian.
所以他的老板是一个基督徒。
He came to him after he'd been working for him for a while, and he said to him, "Is everything okay?"
所以呢，当他工作了一段时间时候，那个老板来问他说，一切都好吗？
My friend said, "Yeah, everything's okay."
所以我的朋友说，一切都好。
Oh, he said, "I wasn't sure." He says, "I've noticed. I've been listening to you as you've been working." He said, "You don't sing very much, do you?"
所以呢，他说，这好像不是真实的，因为我听到有人说你工作的时候你不唱歌，你很少唱，是不是这样的？
And my friend says he was right. I wasn't singing the way I should have been singing. God is good. I should have been singing more.
所以我的朋友说的，他老板是对的，我并没有按照我该那么去歌唱的方式去歌唱，因为神是良善的，我应该更多的去歌唱。
So when the world wants to be cheered up, they turn on the music.
所以那个世界当他要欢呼的时候，他们就把音乐打开。
When the Christian wants to be cheered up, he turns off the music and he starts to sing.
所以呢，基督徒要欢呼的时候呢，他们关掉音乐，他们开始歌唱。
I was in a store on Monday.
在星期一，我在一个商店里。
And I said to myself, "Harold, you could never work here."
所以我跟我自己说 ,Harold, 你不可能在这里工作。
The reason was I couldn't stand the music.
这个原因是呢，我不习惯那里的音乐。
I'd be happy to listen to music that loves God. I'd be happy to make my own music that loves God. But I'd have an awfully hard time working in most stores today because they're playing music all the time. And it's not godly music.
所以呢，我宁愿去听神的音乐，我宁愿去自己去做一些神的音乐，但是呢，所有的很多的商店里，现在呢，他们在工作的时候放的音乐并不是属神的，我宁愿去听属神的音乐。
One of the greatest losses of COVID-19 and the isolation that has come along with it is that we have lost much of our opportunity for good godly music.
所以呢，在这个新冠状病毒流行的这个年代呢，我们最大的损失呢，我们是损失了很多在一起，我们可以一起去唱赞美神的歌和音乐。
Everywhere the gospel of Jesus goes, the Christians start to sing.
所以呢，神的福音不管走到哪里，基督徒都开始歌唱。
And then there's another theme associated with the work of the Holy Spirit of God, and that is the theme of submission.
所以呢，另外的一个方面呢，就是跟神的圣灵在我们里面做工的一个方式呢，就是我们把自己完全交托给神的圣灵。
Who's in charge of your life?
谁来掌控你的人生呢？
And if you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, the person in charge is the Holy Spirit of God himself.
如果你相信主耶稣基督耶稣的话呢，在掌控你人生的那一位就是神的圣灵自己。
How would you acknowledge that the Holy Spirit of God was in charge?
所以你又怎么知道神的圣灵是在掌控一切呢？
Well, you do what he says, wouldn't you?
所以呢，他说什么你就做什么，是不是这样呢？
And so I've asked you the question often, if the Lord Jesus Christ were to walk into the room right now and ask you to do something, what would you do?
所以我经常问这样一个问题，如果主耶稣现在走进这个房间，请你去做一件事情，你会怎么反应？
Well, you'd get up and do it, wouldn't you?
你会马上站起来去做，是不是？
Now, if the Holy Spirit is in charge of your life, how would you demonstrate that?
如果神的圣灵在掌控你的人生，你怎么去证明这一点呢？
And verse 21 says, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ.
所以呢，第21节说呢，又当存敬畏基督的心彼此顺服。
Who's in charge of my life?
谁来掌控我的人生呢？
The Holy Spirit of God.
神的圣灵。
Who's in charge of the circumstances of my life?
谁来在掌控我人生的那些事情呢？
The Holy Spirit of God.
神的圣灵。
Therefore, what am I going to do in those circumstances of life?
所以呢，因此在那个我的人生中间的那样的环境下，我应该怎么做呢？
Well, I'm going to submit and start singing, aren't I?
我先顺服，然后开始唱歌，是不是？
Well, not everybody does that.
对啊，不是每个人都那么做。
It's not always that easy.
也不是那么容易。
But that's logical. That's right. That's biblical. That's God honoring.
所以这是有逻辑的，是正确的，是属圣经的，是神要我们那样去做的。
So there are many such circumstances then that we've got to make sure we are living in proper submission to the Holy Spirit of God who has orchestrated the circumstances of our lives.
在我们人生的很多情况和环境下，我们要顺服圣灵，而圣灵来去掌控着所有的我们在这种环境下的状况。
And so we're going to move now into relationships, the husbands and the wife, and then the children and the parents, and then the slaves and the masters, and then after that, what we're going to do in warfare.
所以呢，我们下面呢要进到呢是丈夫和妻子、老板和雇员、父亲和孩子。这个讲完了以后呢，我们要进到神的军装里面去。
So if I were at war, and the general were to say, Harold, you go to the front lines and you do this, what would I have to do?
所以呢，如果我现在处在战争状况下，我说那个将军跟我说 Harold， 你要到前线去作战，然后我要去做什么呢？
I would have to say, yes, sir, I'll go, sir, right now, sir.
我会说是的。 长官，我现在就走，我现在马上就去，长官。
If I didn't do that, what would probably happen to me?
如果我不按照他的话去做，那在我身上可能会发生什么呢？
We have a word in English, I would be court-martialed.
所以呢，我们在英文里有一个词，要上军事法庭。
And I would be relieved of duty. I would have been sent to the prison in war. You do what you are told. No questions asked.
你做什么你就做什么，不要问问题。
If you're going to get the victory in battle of Ephesians chapter 6, you've got to learn submission. to authority in Ephesians chapter 5.
因为如果你要是啊去赢得那个在第六章里谈到的战争，你必须学会在啊第五章里学会去顺服你的权威。
And so, if you can't live verse 21, chapter 5, you're not going to live the victory in battle of verse, which verse will we pick here? You're not going to win the victory of standing for Jesus in verse 11 of chapter 6.
因为如果你不按照第五章第二十一节这样去做的话呢，你不会去赢得一个在第六章第十一节讲到的那个战争的胜利。这里就说呢，那要抵挡住魔鬼的诡计。
So in the book of Ephesians, the victory of chapter 6 depends upon the submission of chapter 5 and the filling of the spirit of chapter 5.Which depends on the obedience of chapter 5 and chapter 4, which depends on the great, work of God in our lives of chapters 1 and 2 and 3. You don't get to the victory until you lift the elements all the way up.
所以呢，如果说你要是啊，取得这场战争的胜利的话呢，你必须所有的活出像那个啊 ，you talk about the chapter 6, right?
So our responsibility then, verse 21, is to submit to one another as the circumstances of life allow. We are to be humble before each other.
所以呢，我们的职责呢，就是说。我们在五章的第二十七节里要彼此的顺服，然后彼此的谦卑。
Now the first great proof of this, chapter 20, verse 22, is wives get to submit to their husbands as if he were the Lord.
所以第一个证据在第二十二节里说呢，你们做妻子的当顺服自己的丈夫，如同顺服主。
So I asked you the question earlier, if the Lord Jesus were to walk into the room and ask you to do something, what would you do?
所以前面我问了个问题，如果主耶稣来到这个房间里，让你去做一件事，你会怎么做？
And we all say, well, I would get up and do it.
所以有人说我会站起来马上去做。
So if your husband were to walk into the room and say, this is what I would like you to do, what would you do?
所以如果你的丈夫来到这个房间里说这是我要你去做的事你怎么做
Okay, you'd get up and do it.
起来去做就是。
Which would be easier?
哪一种比较容易呢
Well, it all depends what he asks you to do.
就是那个就是取决于他要你去做什么。
But great victories for God depend upon the submission of those who win the victories to the circumstances the Lord places them in.
所以呢，这个呢，最大的就是取得重大胜利的呢，是取决于你顺服。当主耶稣把你安排在那样一个处境下你如果顺服，你就会取得重大胜利。
So verse 23 says, "Remember now that the husband." Is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, his body, of which he is the Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so wives should submit to their husbands in everything.
所以二十三节、二十四节说，因为丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头，他又是教会全体的救主。教会怎样顺服基督，妻子也要怎样凡事顺服丈夫。
All right, so the question is that going to be easy?
所以呢，问题是这个很容易去做吗
？And the answer is sometimes yes, it is. And the answer also is sometimes it's not going to be easy.
所以呢，答案是呢，有时候呢。是很容易这么去做的， 但是呢，很明显的，有时候呢，是没那么容易去做的。
Now, if the Lord Jesus Christ were to walk into the room now and ask you to do an easy thing, would you do it?
如果主耶稣现在走到这个房间，让你做一件很容易的事，你做吗？
And if he said, I'd like a drink of water, please, you'd go to the kitchen and get him a drink of water.
如果他说我想喝一杯水，你马上到厨房里给他拿一杯水过来。
But if he asked you to do something hard, would you do it?
如果主耶稣问你要你做一件难的事，你会做吗？
What if he were to ask you to do something really hard, like obeying your husband? Would you do that?
如果他问要你做一件非常非常难做的事，就像去顺服你的丈夫那样，你愿意去做吗？
Okay, when you say yes, but.
Right,
there's more to it than this, but this is the great foundational truth. Jesus Christ is the head of the church, and the husband is the head of the wife.
所以呢，这里是一个非常巨大的基石，就是主耶稣是教会的头，那个丈夫是妻子的头。
Now, Mr. Biden doesn't believe that.
所以现在那个拜登他不相信这个。
And he has filled his cabinet, it is filling his cabinet with women, many women who are not qualified to do the job. He doesn't understand that there's a difference between men and women.
所以呢，他现在在他将要形成的内阁里，他选了很多妇女，那些妇女根本就没有合资格的，有资格去做他们该做的工作，所以他拜登根本不知道男人和女人的区别。
And sooner or later, even our society will realize the wisdom that God has placed into his society, and that is that the man is the head of the woman in terms of responsibility for actions to be taken.
所以呢，实际上呢，迟迟早早，这些社会上呢，他们会意识到神在社会里所给他们的智慧，就是男人是他们的头，迟迟早早知道那些好的工作不是女人可以做得了的，只有男人可以做。
Now, of course, that doesn't release the man of responsibility at all. He has a great responsibility in this section, far more said about the responsibility of the husband to the wife than the wife to the husband.
所以呢，他这里并不是说这样的丈夫呢，他就不用再去负责任了。实际上呢，在这个里面讲到的呢，那个丈夫所要承担的是一个巨大的责任。他所要承担的责任呢，比丈夫跟比妻子要对丈夫承担的责任要大得多。
Each of us has the responsibility of fulfilling our job, the job to which the Lord has called us.
所以呢，我们每一个人都有责任去完成主耶稣交给我们的工作。
Each one of us a totally different set of responsibilities.
我们中间每一个人呢，完完全全被安排着不同的职责。
Some of those responsibilities are easy.
有些人的职责呢是比较容易的。
Most of those responsibilities are very difficult.
所以呢，大多数他们中间的人呢，他们的责任是很难去做的。
All right. So the Christian life is a life of submission, doing what we are told. The Lord is the head, and down comes the responsibilities, but doesn't matter what they are, how we are to be responsible. We are to be submissive to every responsibility into which we are placed.
所以呢，基督徒的人生呢是一个圣福的人生。我们这就是去做告诉我们要做的事情，因为主是教会的头，主给我们设置了不同的职责，这个职责是从上到下有非常多的职责，所以呢，你就做好你被主安排你在里面的那个职责，把你的职责做好，顺服就可以。
Now the responsibility of the husband is, husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her.
所以呢，做丈夫的职责说，你们做丈夫要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
That's how much the husband is supposed to love his wife.
这就是丈夫应该怎样那么多的去爱他的妻子。
Well, some women say that's all well and good, but my husband doesn't love me that much.
所以有些妇女说呢，这个听起来不错，但是我的丈夫并没有那么爱我。
And some husbands say that's all well and good, but it wouldn't matter what I ask my wife to do, she won't do it anyway.
所以有些丈夫说呢，我不爱她是因为我叫她做些什么事情，她通常她都不做。
But the Lord says the principle of submission is that you be subject to your set of circumstances. The other person must be subject to his or her set of circumstances. We all begin with submitting where we are rather than demanding that the other person submit to where he is first.
所以呢，实际上呢，主耶稣说在这里的原则就是你要顺服的那一个权柄就去顺服你，而不是说你去是去要求你顺服的那个权柄他有没有顺服啊上面他的权柄。
Now, verse 26 talks about how the Lord Jesus loved us.
所以呢，第26节呢，告诉我们主耶稣是有多么的爱我们。
Alright, now, what he did, he suffered for us in order, number one, to make us holy.
所以他为我们受苦呢，有很多原因。第一个原因就是让我们成为圣洁。
That's what he wants from all of us. He wants us to be holy.
这就是他要对我们所有人的要求，他要我们成为圣洁。
And so he cleanses us by washing with water through the word.
所以主呢，用水藉着道把教会洗净。
And so he's given us the Bible, and the Bible is like water. And the water of the Bible is like taking a bath.Or a shower. It is to cleanse us.
所以呢，主呢给了我们圣经，圣经就像一个水，水呢就像给你洗澡那样。哎，神呢用神的圣经，他把你洗干净。
And so the Lord Jesus has given us the Bible, so that in fact we can learn it, but in the process we will.Wash ourselves so that we are ready for the things of love that the Lord has for us.
所以呢，主耶稣呢，给了我们圣经，这样呢，我们就可以去读圣经。圣经呢，就像那个水一样，可以洁净我们。所以这样呢，我们最后就能够在主的爱里成长。
So that is, among other things, the great responsibility of the man of God. His responsibility is to teach, live, show, and exemplify the word of God that his wife becomes more holy.
所以这就是在男人他的其中的职责之一。男人的职责呢就是教导。神的话教导圣经，然后呢，遵照圣经的做，这样他的那妻子呢，可以理解神的圣经。
That is very, very encouraging. The Lord Jesus is doing that in each of our hearts, even today. He does that as he allows even difficult circumstances for us to which we must submit.
所以呢，这就是呢，主耶稣在我们内心所做的事儿。主耶稣一直在我们心里这么去做，他就是让我们在非常艰难的状况下，要学会去顺服。
He does all this to present her, the bride of Christ, as a, to present her to himself as a radiant church.
因为他这个呢，就是说把他这样去做呢，就是把他的新娘，就是教会来到他自己面前，成为一个圣经。
I'm trying to think of a truly ludicrous story now, and I don't want you to be offended by it. It is just so ridiculous.
所以呢，他在想一个故事，但是呢，他不想让这个故事冒犯到大家，因为这个故事是非常荒谬的。But
you can imagine a lady working in the barnyard and getting all dirty in the barn all day, and then going to get married without taking a bath.
所以呢，你去想一下一个妇女，在一个农场的院子里工作，成天工作，然后呢，她搞得非常脏，你去想一下，她去跟一个人结婚，结婚之前她没有洗澡。
Well, that is so ludicrous. Nobody would ever think of such a thing.
这个是一个非常荒谬的事，因为没有人这么去想。
All right, so what you have here then is the picture. The Lord Jesus leading his people through the circumstances of life to which they are to submit, so that on the wedding day, they will be not just a clean church, they will be a radiant church, just beaming with the beauty of the Lord Jesus Christ, the beauty of holiness.
所以呢，主耶稣呢，就是领导我们在我们人生所有的困难时候，这样让我们去学会顺服，最后呢， 到我们来到主面前的时候呢，我们是一个圣洁的，有放光的一个新娘。All
right, well, that's pretty much where we're going to have to stop today because of time. There may be a question or two. We've got just a few minutes, but I felt we should go at least this far. Next week, we'll pick it up again. The foundation for battle and victory begins in submission to our responsibilities in life.
所以呢，今天呢，我们可能就学到这里。然后呢，我们就让大家提一些问题。下个星期呢，我们会继续学，怎样去顺服我们的长。
All right. Who has got a question or a comment before we close off today?
所以呢，今天结束之前，谁？ 有问题。
老白，我想问一下，如果丈夫不是基督徒，他说的话又没有益处，是不是可以不听啊？
So, Julie asked a question. She said, if husband is not a believer, if he said something is not right, the wife should not obey him, or is that correct?
That is very, very difficult. But if a husband asks her to do something the Bible says she must not do, that's very difficult. Often, though, a husband will ask her to do something that she may not want to do, but is not necessarily contrary to what God wants, then she must do that.
所以呢，这个他说是非常难的。如果一个丈夫呢，要求啊，一个妻子去做圣经不让妻子做的事儿呢，在这种情况下呢，他说另外一种情况，如果说他要求你做的事情啊，不是啊违背圣经的话，而是你自己不想做的话，你就应该去做。
So I often ask the question of myself, when I was a boy, my responsibility was to obey my father.
所以呢，当我是个小男孩的时候呢，我经常问我这样一个问题，我的责任呢，就是顺服我的父亲。Then
I had this question, what would I do if my father didn't love Jesus? And he said to me, Harold, you come with me. We are going to go and rob a bank.
所以呢，他说，如果呢，我的父亲他不爱主耶稣，如果有一天我的父亲跟我说，Harold，我们一起去抢银行吧。I'd
have to say, well, Dad, I really don't think I should rob a bank. Oh, yes, he says, you come rob the bank with me. I'm commanding you, rob the bank.
所以呢，我会想呢，我说，爸爸，我认为我们不应该去抢银行。Well,
one way or the other, I'd have to say, no, I can't do that, wouldn't I?
Can you say that again? Because I didn't.
One way or the other, I would have to say, no, Dad, I cannot help you rob the bank.
所以呢，不管怎么说呢。 他必须跟他父亲说，任何一种方式说，父亲，我不会去抢银行。But
if he said, you come, I want you to work in my shop today. You come and do all the work.
所以如果他说，你来到我的工作室做工，我要你一天都给我做工作。Then
I'd have to go and do the work.
那么呢，我必须去做工。
I might say, if my father weren't lazy, he could do his own work. But that's not the point.
所以呢，我就会说，如果我的父亲不偷懒的话，他可以自己把他工作做完，但这不是那个点。So
there are sometimes when you have to say no, but there are many times when you want to say no, but you've got to say yes, I will.
所以呢，在有些时候呢，你 必须说no，就是说不。但是在有些时候呢，如果你想说不，但是呢，你必须说是。All right,
so Julie, that is neither a complete answer nor an easy answer.
Yes, yes.
That's as far as we'll go today.
Yeah, thank you.
这不是一个完整的，也不是一个简单的答案。但如果我们要讲这个，要讲很久。
All right, so we're going to thank the Lord for today. Thank you all for being here. The Lord bless us all. Let's have a word of prayer.
所以我们感谢大家都今天都来感谢我们大家都能聚在一起，我们来祷告。
Lord, we're so thankful for the Spirit of God who comes to teach us, to encourage us, and by the grace of God, to fill our lives with song.
所以呢，我们要非常感谢主啊！您让您的圣灵来到我们人生中间，让我们的人生充满了歌唱。Lord,
help us to obey you to the point where the song just flows and flows and flows.
所以呢，主啊，帮助我们去顺服，当这些歌声不断的流淌的时候。
And Lord, help us to go from that to the point where we are prepared to submit ourselves to the circumstances, to the individuals, to the requirements of life as you lay them out before us.
主要帮助我们从这一个点准备好，我们去到我们在我们的人生中我们要去啊顺服的那些个人和您摆在我们面前的职责，帮助我们去顺服。
And so, Lord, we are thankful. We appreciate all that you teach us. We appreciate all that you do for us.
我们非常感恩，感恩你所有教导我们的，也感恩你为我们所做的一切。
And we're thankful that the Holy Spirit of God indwells every believer. We pray that he will have a full role in our lives.
我们非常感恩神的圣灵在生活在每一个信徒的里面，我们的祷告是神的圣灵在里面能够完全担当起那个角色。
And we thank you now for all your goodness. Bless us, we ask in Jesus' name.
我们感谢您的一切的良善，请赐福我们。我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, everyone, for today. The children at 2:30.